1 Samuel chapter 9, if you want to turn your Bibles there and follow me. If you have a pew Bible, you'll find it on page 337. I've been trying, I even wrote in a little note in my Bible, to hold your messages for 30 minutes. And I've never been quite able to do that, so what I'm starting to do is divide them. I'm going to divide this one up today like I did last time. Instead of trying to cover all of this this morning, I'm going to save half of it for this afternoon service. Here in verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 9, "And there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zoror, the son of Bechorah, the son of Apiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, a goodly, a handsome man. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, 'Take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the asses.' And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and he passed through the land of Shelishah, but they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And they passed through the land of Benjamin, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Serp, Saul said to his servant that was with him, 'Come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought of us.'" I want to look first of all this morning at verses 1 and 2. And I want you to entertain this thought this morning. In whom do we glory? Now you may look at this text and say, "Bruce, how in the world are you going to preach from this text with a subject like that? Whom do we glory?" But you know all of us brag about something, don't we? It's just the nature of man that we're going to boast in somebody, or we're going to boast in something. And as you look at this man here by the name of Kish, this man had a lot to brag about. I bet you he could brag. You see a lot of bragging on bumper stickers today, don't we? My son is on the honor roll, or my son is a state champ, or my daughter's this, or my daughter's that. We find so many things to brag about. Well, let's first look at some things this man could brag about. First of all, we're told his lineage. He was a man of Benjamin. He was a Benjamite. Now, you remember who Benjamin was. He was the youngest son of Joseph. He was a very tender young man. He was a man of Jacob's old age. He was Jacob's son. Remember Jacob, the son of Isaac? He had this young man in his old age, his 12th son. And he loved him. Man, did he ever love that son. It was said of him that if you lose Benjamin, it's going to bring your poor old head down to the grave. He loved Benjamin with all his heart. He gloried in him. When Joseph set out a portion for all of his brothers, he gave Benjamin a double portion. Remember that? They loved their brother. And when Jacob pronounced the blessing on all of his children, here's what he said about Benjamin. "Benjamin shall rend in pieces like a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall devour the spoil." And Moses pronounced a blessing on the tribe of Benjamin, and here's what he said. "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell safely by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long." He was a choice tribe. And Kish was of that tribe. He says, I can trace my lineage all the way back to the tribe of Benjamin. And you know something? We bring this over in the New Testament. And you remember who else gloried in being in this tribe? Remember Paul, the apostle? What did he say? He said, this is what I trusted in. I was of the tribe of Benjamin. He said that twice, didn't he? Here was Kish, and Kish was telling everybody, I'm a Benjamite. He gloried in that. The Apostle Paul gloried in that until the Lord beat him out of it. Mary Bell, bless her heart, she's dead and gone now, but she loved genealogies. She spent several years working on genealogies, and she traced them all the way back over to England and Wales and other places. Her husband, Donnie, told her one time, said, if you're not careful, you're going to trace your family tree all the way back to Adam. They tried to trace my family tree on my dad's side. They got back to my dad's great-grandmother. And she had like 7 children of 7 different men. And they could go back no farther. They found out that our name wasn't even Crabtree. It blowed my family tree up by the roots. I can't glory in that. But boy, this man did. He was a Benjamite. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. Something else here I bet you he gloried in was this too. He was said to you in the last portion of verse 1, he was a mighty man of power. He was a mighty man of power. Some people translate this and said he was a mighty man of authority. He was a ruler in his tribe. People looked to him for instructions and guidance. He was a man of authority. And some say it's translated this way, he was a mighty man of war. He was a warrior. Boy, when you found the heat of the battle, Kish was right there. He knew how to load an arrow and a bow and shoot it. You know how to use a sling. He was a man of valor, man of war, warrior. And he says, some translate this as a man of valor. He was a brave man. If you wanted a man to stick with you in the war, in the battle, you stood by this man. He was brave, boy. You talk about bravery. This man was brave. Some translate this, he was a mighty man of riches. He had great possessions. He had silver and he had gold. Other people says this means that he was a man of great physical strength. When you talked about the strongest man in town, you talked about Kish. And you know how strong people glory in their strength, don't you? They do, don't they? A young man glories in his strength. But let a man stay healthy and when he's old, he'll still glory in it. He gloried in being a mighty man of power. And I bet you in verse 2, he gloried in this. He had a son whose name was Saul. And look what was said of this man's son. He was a choice young man. A choice young man. You ever went to the meat market and you saw on a meat package, choice. USDA choice. That means it was the choice cut of the whole animal. This man was choice. He was picked out of all and above all. A goodly man. That word means handsome, beautiful, pleasant to look upon. And it was said here, of all the men of Israel, he was the most handsome man among them. How would you mothers like to stick that on your bumper sticker? He's the handsomest man in the country. That'd give you something to brag about, wouldn't it? And notice how tall he was. He stood head and shoulders above all others. And you know what this man was? Just a few days after this, he was to be anointed king over Israel. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but these things would give me some bragging rights. I'm sorry. I can't have it. I can't have it. And you can't either, can you? We find these things to brag about. Our sons or our daughters does something spectacular, and we'll get around to telling people about it. If I've got a lot of money, I may slip it in the conversation in a sly way, but you're going to know that. You're just going to know that. I love to brag, and you love to brag. We love to boast, don't we? What do you and I glory in? Well, old Kish, bless his heart, he had something to glory in. But listen, listen. I'm not impressed, are you? I'm not impressed with this man. I'm not impressed with his genealogies. I'm not impressed with his mighty power. I'm not impressed with his son, even though he was the handsomest man in the country. Why aren't we impressed with him? Because our eyes have seen the God of heaven. By faith, by our understanding through the Holy Scriptures, you and I have seen the God who is so immense that He fills the heavens and the earth. The God who has no genealogies. The God whom you cannot trace His beginning. He has no mother. He has no father. He has no beginning of days nor end of life. We glory in the one true and living God who is from everlasting to everlasting. This man gloried in his genealogy. God has no genealogy. If you find his, it's back in eternity. For he has no beginning or no ending. There is no power but of God. All power, listen to Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. There is no power but of God. All power, all strength, whether it's physical or spiritual, comes from God. All ability, it may be physical ability or mental ability, it comes from God. All authority, all right, all riches, all gifts are invested in this one eternal God. There is no power. This man was a mighty man of power. I wonder where he got his power. I wonder where he got his power. He got it from one source. He got it from that fountainhead, God Himself. Listen to what Gill said on this subject about there being no power but of God. He said, God is the fountain of all power and authority. The streams of power among creatures flow from Him. The power that man has over the creatures, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, the fishes of the sea, is from God. And by a grant from Him, the lesser powers and the exercise of them in the various relations men stand in one to another are of God. As the power of a husband over his wife, or parents over their children, or masters over their servants, and so the higher power that princes have over their subjects. For it is the God of heaven that sets up kings, as well as pulls them down. He is King of kings, from whom they derive their power and authority, from whom they have the right of government and all the qualifications for it. It is by Him that kings reign and princes decree justice. The universe, this entire universe, and its origin and its continuance is from God. He created it all by His power, and He upholds it all by His power. Why don't the starry heavens crash in? What keeps the universe in order? What keeps the planets in their courses? One power, and that's God. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 26. Here's what He invites us to do. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things? He brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by their names, by the greatness of His might, that He is strong in power and not one falls. You ever been outside and you saw a shooting star? You know why that star fell? God moved His hand. There is no power in this universe but that be of God. And you add this, come right down to where you and I live, the little worm that wiggles out of his hole. And he goes severing across the sand. There you see the power of God. That little worm wiggles because God gave it the power. You see a bird flying through the open air. What do you see? The power of God. When he moves his hand, what happens? The little bird falls. You see a man or a woman living and moving and having their being. What do you see? The power of God. None of us can do anything, can we? We can't leave our seats and go through that back door except God gives us power to do it. Who could glory in Kish and talk about his mighty power when we've seen God, the eternal deity, in all of his power, in all of his glory? You see a little daisy growing in the field or a smelly rose in the garden? There's the power of God. We hear children laughing and at play? There is the power of God. All the movement and all the life and all the breathing we have, it comes from him. All power is of God. There sat Pilate on his throne with a crown on his head and officers at his side. And he tells the Lord Jesus Christ, I have power to release you or I have power to crucify you. And what did Christ tell him? You have no power at all. You can't give me one command. You can't make anybody do anything except God give you the power. Christ said to his disciples, without me, you can do nothing. Brothers and sisters, have you seen him? Have you seen him through the eye of faith? The Almighty God in whom is invested all power? Or if we've seen him, I tell you, we can't glory in man, can we? No matter how much power he boasts of having. There's three things that men are apt to brag about. The first one is wisdom. Wisdom. Intellect. He loves to boast of his ability, doesn't he? He's able to think. He's able to put thoughts together, determine and reach conclusions. They wrote a book about smart men. They glory in their wisdom. Men glory in their might, their power, their strength. We see it all the time on TV, don't we? Sports figures, glorying of how strong they are, wrestling and boxing and playing their games. And men glory in riches. They glory in riches. We've seen the TV show years ago that used to be called The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Remember that? The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Men glory in the riches. Listen what the Bible says about this in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. And let not the rich man glory in his wisdom. But he that glories, let him glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. I'm the one that exercises loving kindness and judgment and in righteousness in the earth. For in these things do I delight, saith the Lord. All flesh has ceased to impress us, has it not? We've seen the eternal God and His almightiness, and we've seen His Son. We've seen Christ the Lord, who's eternal with the Father. He's of the same essence and possessed with the same eternal and perfect attributes as the Father, for they are one. I'm not impressed with my sons. I'm not impressed with Saul the king. I'm impressed with the Son of God, aren't you? He's the true king. And look at him sitting there on the right hand of God. exalted to that throne by God Himself, who said, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Oh, who do you glory in this morning? To whom will you liken me, saith the Lord, and shall I be equal? What's your answer to such a question? To whom will you liken me? Lord, there's none like you. You're glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders. How can you and I be impressed with the wisdom of man when we've known the wisdom of God in a crucified Christ? Oh, do you see wisdom in that? How can God be just and justify the ungodly? Look to Calvary. That's the wisdom of God. How can we glory in the power of man when we've seen the power of God at the cross bearing our sins away? How can we glory in the riches of man when we felt the riches of God's mercy and His love in coming to us and delivering our souls from the lowest hell? Oh, we can't glory in man. We can't glory in anything but our triune God. This is the most wonderful thing about the gospel, isn't it? You and I come here this morning and we sit as equals. All we are is what He's made us. All we have is what He's given us. All we can do is what His grace enables us to do. We're nothing, are we? We are nothing, and we look to Him for everything. We glory in our triune God. Here's what the Scripture says. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease from man. Cease to be afraid of him. With this old slavish fear, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what man can do unto me. Cease to trust him. Cease to be impressed with him. You know why so many people go astray? You know why so many people are led astray by false prophets and false teachers? They're impressed with man. They're impressed with him when they see him, the way he dresses, the way he speaks, his intellect. Man impresses them, so they follow man and get themselves in trouble. Cease to be impressed with man. There's one man we need to be impressed with, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. Turn from every other man and follow him. Cease from man, and look at this, whose breath is in his nostrils. Every breath a man breathes, God has to give him another one. His last breath is in his nostrils. And when God refuses him another breath, what does he do? He can't have another breath. He dies. I watched dear Mary Bell die the other day. Donnie sat on one side of her and I was on the other side of her. For 3 days, every breath she gasped for it. And I said, Donnie, she's almost gone. And she took that last breath. I've never seen a woman fight for another breath in all my life. You could see it in her face, her whole body struggled to reach down and pull another breath out of those lungs. But it wasn't there. It wasn't there. Man's breath is in his nostrils. Therefore, why do we give so big account of him? Why does he impress us? God gives him every breath. And when God takes the breath, he can't live. Don't be impressed with man. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. Listen to this. And to be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Therefore, put not your trust in princesses, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Who do you glory in this morning? Who do you boast of? Who do you brag about? There's one in whom we glory. There's one in whom we put our trust. And there's one in whom we hope. And that's God, our Savior. God, our Savior. Oh, where is Kish? Where is he? Where's this mighty man of power who gloried in his lineage?
He's gone, isn't he? You know, if it wasn't for the Word of God, we'd not even know this man and his son existed. There's no trace of this man. I wonder how he fared when death came. Did he have any weapons to fight against death? No. I am of the tribe of Benjamin. Did that commend you to God? And where is Saul, his son, the king? Saul, did your crown save you? Did your throne lift you up to heaven? No. Where are these men? They're gone, aren't they? They're gone. But where's God? Where's the Son of God? Right where they were before. Upon the throne of this universe. And Jesus Christ is right where He was before, sitting on the right hand of His Father, the mediator between God and man, having accomplished the redeeming purpose of His Father, and there He will sit until He's fulfilled His purpose in saving His people. And throughout the eternal ages, you know something? He'll be the object of their worship. The worship of elect angels, the worship of a church that shall never die throughout eternity. There will be the triune God, and He will never change. What do you glory in this morning? What do you boast in? Does man still impress you? Does riches, does the wisdom of man still impress you? What impresses you this morning? Are you impressed with the eternal God and with His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord? Oh, brothers and sisters, glory in nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ. Put your trust in no one but the Lord Himself. Esteem nothing above the salvation of your precious soul. And honor no one or anything above God Himself. A few more rolling suns at most, and all traces that you and I lived here in this world will be gone. Just a few more days, and all the property we had, all our money, all our family ties, will be gone. And there won't be any trace left. We'll be forgotten. What's your hope in? Who is your hope in? Who do you glory in? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the Word of our God shall stand forever. Put your hope in something that will stand forever. In the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me close by reading 1 Corinthians. Turn over there with me. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look in verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and look in verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputers of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto you which are called, whom God has effectually called. Whether you're a Jew or a Greek, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God, if there is such a thing, He's wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many mighty men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Why? That no flesh should glory in His presence. But of God are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Where's your glory? Where's your glory? Every man's going to glory in something, isn't he? I pray to God this morning that our heart's glory is in the Lord. Let's pray.